Hi, welcome. Yeah, this is awkward, isn't it? Yeah, it's just the first. It's always the first episode is always just really it's weird, isn't it? Yeah, hi. Welcome to It's Just a Podcast with Jorge Santiago, that is me. Comedian, rapper, actor, or at least aspiring to be. I don't think I'm considering myself actually any good at those three things, but yeah, this is where I've always wanted to do a podcast, and I guess here I am. Yeah, this is basically the most unprofessional podcast you'll ever see in your life. Yeah, I kind of just speak, and it's all about freedom here, and it's all about just talking about whatever I want, really. Yeah, so here we are. Yeah, this is, I don't know what I should do. Should I do like a, see, like, I don't prepare. I don't script anything. That's one thing you're going to figure out here. A lot of this stuff is improvised. I know I don't do a lot of scripting. You know, sometimes I might think about something earlier in the day that I might come across and I might talk about it here on the podcast, but this is all about freedom here. If you are going to listen, thank you very much. I don't tell you what to do. So, I mean, if you don't want to, if you think I'm fucking garbage, you can proceed to leave. Dude, I'm not even going to stop you, man. You know? I mean, I don't blame you. But yeah. I mean, look, I'll just start off with some topics that I did think about here. Can everyone shut the fuck up about Robert Pattinson? Dude, look, I get it. Robert Pattinson. Who gives a shit, really? I mean, look, DC's going downhill. Let's keep it real. DC is really going downhill. Let's just forget about it, dude. Who cares? Yeah, Robert, yeah, fucking glowy, fucking shining guy from Twilight. Well, that's the thing, people only see him as the Twilight guy, you know what I mean? Apparently, he's done other films, apparently he's done other shit besides just glowy, sparkly, you know, stupid shit. But yeah, I've seen some stuff online. I mean, he looks like he could definitely nail, like, the Bruce Wayne stuff. You know, like, the Bruce Wayne side of the character, I feel like he could pull it off. The Batman stuff, I don't know. I mean, it's possible. But I know, like, that's in the news recently, you know. Just, you know, it's supposed to be a huge thing. Oh, no, Robert Pattinson. Oh, no, you know. Kristen Stewart's going to be Batwoman or whatever. And Catwoman, whatever the fuck. I don't know, dude. I mean, it's not like I'm actually going to watch that movie. Like, dude, I'm barely going to watch Joker. I mean, and I love, you know, Joaquin Phoenix. But, dude, I don't even, I'm not sure if I'm going to watch it. I mean, it looked interesting at first. I don't even know. I have no idea. No idea. And in case you're wondering, I live in New Jersey, so my life sucks. Yeah, I live in Jersey, dude. It's fucking, you know, I don't know. I am a rapper. Like I said, actually, I'm a rapper. I do have music. You know, I guess I'll put that. I feel like I'm a whore. Like, listen to my shit. I might put some links in the, I was gonna say description. This isn't YouTube. Jesus. I might just do that. You know, if you guys want to check out some of that stuff. But, hopefully this goes well. I actually don't really know what I'm doing. I really just always wanted to have a podcast. I always wanted to just talk about things and hopefully people will listen. And give me, you know, the benefit of a doubt, dude. I live in Jersey, bro. It's tough out here. It's really, dude, you know, when, yo, like, New Jersey, Detroit, Chicago, dude, those are like the, that fucking scare, that, you ever seen Lion King? You know that fucking place that Mufasa tells Simba not to go to? That's like Jersey, Detroit, and Chicago. That's basically us. That's where it is, for us. You know, it's ridiculous. But let's see how this goes. Hopefully you guys enjoy what I'm doing, and hopefully this goes well. I mean, I'm gonna learn, obviously, as we go along. We're almost 5 minutes in already. Hopefully this goes well. Hopefully you guys, enjoy what you're listening to. Hopefully you guys don't hate me automatically. Speaking of hate, I just found this other thing. Yeah, Cody Ko, YouTuber, fellow podcaster. He has the Tiny Meat Gang podcast with Noel Miller. Yeah, apparently he's a cyberbully now. Jake Paul really stuck it to him and called him a cyberbully. When your brother literally filmed a fucking dead guy. All right, whatever. Doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm actually a huge fan of Noel Miller and Cody Ko. I'm big fans of them. I've been watching, you know, back since, you know, Vine was a thing. Yeah, no, Vine, ugh, all right? From watching them back since Vine was a thing, and I do watch their YouTube channel, I listen to their podcast. I think those guys are great comedians, and they're just great at what they do. You know, it's comedy, it's entertainment, you know, I think people need to grow a fucking pair. You know. Well, then again, maybe I'm just being an asshole because it wasn't me. You know what I mean? I hear like everyone says that. You grow a pair, but then if you target the joke towards them, then they get offended. You know, I don't even know. I don't even know. This everything is fucking wishy-washy out here. But yeah, I mean, dude, come on now. Cody Ko is a cyber bully. Wow. Wowzers. Wowzers. Then I guess we, I think, yeah, iDubbbz is racist. You know what I mean? Like, is that what it is? You know? I don't know. I mean, I just think the state of YouTube is just really weird. Like, I actually dated myself really hard the other day. I was just thinking about, like remember, you guys remember Ray William Johnson? Remember that guy? Dude, he was the fucking best. Like, Ray William Johnson, Daystorm Power. Smosh, I laughed at a few Smosh videos back in the day. Niga Higa, you know what I mean? I mean, he has a podcast too, actually, I believe. Yeah, I believe he has a podcast. Yeah, dude, I think that's, you know, everything's changing, bro. Everything really is. Dude, remember like Vanoss Gaming and like CNanners? You know what I mean? Like, remember all that shit? All that stuff we used to fucking watch? Now it's all, you know. Remember FaZe Jeff? Remember that guy? Holy shit. You know? I mean, I think he's still doing stuff. Dude, I honestly believe like what happens is you get hooked on a YouTuber for about, I'm gonna say at least 2 to 3 years, right? And then after the 2 or 3 years up, basically what happens is you just start watching their old shit as if it's new shit. And you just keep watching them. Like, dude, like FaZe Jeff, I watch all his fucking Requeez shit. But I always watch the old stuff first. Like, I never check in to see what's new. I always watch the old shit first. You know? And CNairs too, like, you know. Like, I watch his old prop hunting, a lot of his old videos, and it's like, I always go back to the old shit first. Same thing with Vanoss, dude. His old shit, I always go back, you know, because it feels like, I don't know, it feels like a simpler time. You know what I think, you know what I think, if you remember those guys, I think you're old enough to where your life is starting to suck. Starting to fucking suck ass. And now you're trying to just recapture of the time where you didn't have, like, bills and shit. Like, I have bills, dude, I'm an adult. Like, I have bills. And fucking responsibilities and shit. You know, it just sucks. It's just terrible. It's really trash. I really hope one day I can get, like, guests on here. That'd be really great. I mean, I don't know if I put it in the description. I just wrote a bunch of random shit, really. In the, like, my description of my podcast. The It's a Podcast podcast. Yeah, dude, I'm a gamer. I'm a wrestling fan. I'm a sports fan. I love music. I love acting. I love movies. You know, I'm a hybrid of a bunch of shit, and hopefully I could talk about damn near anything. So yeah, we're about 8 minutes in. Am I supposed to be checking the? Am I an asshole if I keep checking the time? Is that what it is? But yeah, back to Cody Ko. Yeah, I go on a lot of tangents. Yeah, back to Cody Ko. Yeah, dude, it's comedy, dude. I don't understand what the fuck is going on. Like, I don't know. Maybe I just grew up watching the wrong shit. But I grew up with, like, you know, Louis C.K. and Bill Burr and George Carlin and Richard Pryor. And even George Lopez. You know what I mean? George Lopez, he used to be in back in the day. Then he had Lopez Tonight and it fucking killed everything. But even then, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Kevin Hart, Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people who just, you know, they just, everything's a fucking knee-jerk reaction. For fuck's sakes, dude. Even Family Guy suffers through that shit. Seth MacFarlane, that guy's a fucking genius. You know? And everything is just so fucking ridiculous. You know? Like, other forms of media, the late shows, like, the talk shows and shit are ridiculous. Dude, the greatest talk show host of all time, I don't give a shit what anybody says, it's Craig Ferguson. Dude, Craig motherfucking Ferguson is one of the greatest of all time. One of the greatest of all time. And I think he is the best of all time. He had the most organic show ever. And I mean, like, I wish I could pull something off like him. Craig Ferguson, he's the fucking best. He's the fucking best. I really think that he should, I mean, I don't know. And the thing is, people don't fucking talk about him. Like, why is he not regarded by more people as one of the, like, fucking best hosts of all time? Why? You know?
I mean, James Corden, you know, he's all right. You know, I like his in the carpool karaoke shits, right? You know, but Craig Ferguson, he was the best. Dude, I could watch compilations of that shit all the time, dude. Dude, you guys remember fucking Who's Line? Yeah, dude, I'm reminiscing today. This is the reminiscing episode. Like, do you remember Who's Line? Did Drew Carey, Ryan Stiles, Colin Mockery, Wayne Brady? Some of the Greg Proops, I believe it was. Brad Sherwood. Trying to think of some of the other. God, what was his name? I can't think of his fucking name. Anyway, they had other guests on there as well. Drew Carey, dude, he really had the best fucking job. Just sit there and laugh. You know? That's gotta go down as in history as one of the greatest jobs of all time. And I'll just joke around with your fucking friends. That's what that show was. Like, you felt like you were in on the joke. Like, you felt like you were, you know. It's great. You know, this is a lot of shit I miss, dude. I feel like there's a lot of things that are just missing from the world. You know? Where the fuck are the Zupow plates? Do you remember the fucking Zupow? Dude, Zupow plates, bro. Those were the shit. Dino Nuggets. I know they still sell them. But that's not the fucking old school original fucking dinosaur nuggets. Those are the shit. You know? Even cartoons, dude. You remember fucking like Teen Titans, bro? Yeah, I'm telling you. We're reminiscing. We are reminiscing tonight. Or today. Whenever this goes up. We're reminiscing. Dude, the fucking Teen Titans. The original shits. You know? I mean, everything has changed. And it's weird, too, because I guess I was more of a transitional child. Like, you know, because it literally, like, when I got into high school is when everything started getting all high-tech and shit. Like, growing up, dude, I had the fucking TV that they had to push in on that weird fucking, I don't even know what that was, like a shelf, I don't even know what the fuck that was. And I had the fucking projector where you had to put the paper on top and the light shine through and it projected out onto the fucking board. You know? Like, I remember that shit. It's weird. You know? Dude, I remember sneaking, like, looks into the fucking grade book. Because it was a fucking book. Like, I remember that shit. It's weird. I know. I remember when, you know, the times before people really started shitting on wrestling. You know? Like, people started shitting on wrestling, like, early to the late 2000s. That's when people really started shitting on wrestling. You know? That's when we really just started getting, I mean, this is some bullshit. You know what I mean? But yeah, dude. Like, I don't know. It's crazy. It's just crazy, dude. Speaking of wrestling, I mean, things are going crazy over there in that world. Yeah, I mean, if you don't like wrestling, I apologize. You know, I do talk about it sometimes. I'm going to be talking about it here on the podcast. As a matter of fact, do I have an ad popping up? No, I don't think you do. All right, let's talk about some wrestling. Okay, so I know, like, right now what's going on is the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. If you don't know what the Money in the Bank pay-per-view is, basically it's a ladder match between, like, 8 guys. And the winner, you gotta climb up a ladder and get a briefcase. And the briefcase means that you get a shot anytime, anywhere to face the champion. And, yeah, they had 8, one guy got attacked before the match, Sami Zayn. Right, and then, it was a great fucking match, and then fucking Bork Laser, Brock Lesnar, comes out in, like, the last 5 minutes of the match, comes out, destroys everything, and then fucking wins the fucking briefcase, you know? I mean, dude, you had to retire from UFC because they found more supplements in your shit, you know? Like, not literally, but, you know, they found supplements in them, you know? I guess can't beat Cormier one-on-one, he had to go juice himself up, and now he's back in the WWE. When people don't want him. I don't want him. Fuck him. Guy showed up like fucking 5 times a year. If even. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. I think it's annoying. Yeah. You know, I think that's the big stuff going on right now. The big storyline or whatever. Oh, and by the way, can people stop fucking telling me about that goddamn knockout? Dude, I don't give a shit about boxing. Who cares about boxing? In 2019, dude. Cool. You know, I don't know. I'd rather watch UFC, dude. Let's keep it real. People watch boxing when there's no good UFC fights happening. That's when you watch boxing. You go, oh, like, the big stars aren't fighting on, or people I don't know are fighting yet. You know, let's watch some boxing. That's what happens. That's what it is, you know? I don't know any boxers. The last boxers I knew were, like, fucking Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, Miguel Cotto, Shane Mosley, you know? Like, those were the last fucking boxers I remember watching, you know? None of them are even fucking fighting still, are they? I hope not. Aren't they old as fuck? I don't even know. I have no idea. I'm probably talking on my ass. Somebody's probably going to comment, dude, are you fucking stupid? You know, I don't know. Probably, I am stupid. Yeah, I don't give a shit about the knockout. I don't know who the fuck these guys are. You know, I don't give a shit at all. I really don't. Oh, man. We're about 60 minutes in here. I'm gonna keep checking it, dude, because I don't fucking... I want to make sure I'm doing shit right. I don't know. I get concernicus, you know? We're in the sports section of the goddamn podcast. Yeah, man. This is crazy. You know, we've talked about a few things here already. We're about 60 minutes in. I feel like this is going well. I'm really talking about shit. This is really an eventful thing for me at the moment. You know, it's a podcast. It's unprofessionally professional, dude. That's what we stand for. That's what we strive for on It's a Podcast. Just me rambling about shit. Hopefully you enjoy. You know? I don't really know what's going on in the news. I don't watch the news. I feel like if you watch the news, that means your life is so shit that you're just looking for shit to be mad at. You know? And I don't watch the news. It's too depressing. It's always like some fucking shooting. Cause you know what's weird? Why the fuck do they be like, 17 children were shot today? The next segment, look at these fucking cups that can't fall, you know, or look at these fucking puppies. Look at these fucking, you know, 7 women were burned today, cause somebody left a fucking chorizo on the fucking pan too long. You know, look at these hens hatching chickens. Speaking of that, dude, why the fuck, when it's a human, it's an abortion, but if it's a fucking chicken, it's an omelet? What the fuck kind of shit is that? I don't know. Dude, I feel like, dude, if you don't have ovaries, you don't get a say. That's what it is. Dude, if you can't bear children, if you can't, you know, give birth to them, you have no fucking say, dude. Like, dude, like, I'm a guy. Why would I have any fucking say on if a chick, you know, should abort their fucking kid or not? That's not my fucking choice. It's not my, like, who gives a fuck? Like, the woman, the child didn't ask to be born. Well, the woman didn't ask to get fucking raped, all right? So, like, what the fuck are you talking about? I want some consistency in this shit. It makes no sense. You know? It's a lot of shit. And then, you know, and then there's, like, Christians or, like, religious people who are against it. But then they also hate homophobes. Like, dude, what the fuck? Like, I think George Carlin said some shit about that. Yeah, like, you would think they make natural allies. You know what I mean? Like, dude, gay people are a whole group of people devoted not to have an abortion. Like, they're set. They're never going to have one. You know? Speaking of this, yeah, by the way, I love all people. You know what I mean? I have friends. I have gay friends. Lesbian friends, non-binary friends. Yeah, dude, I don't give a fuck, dude. Just don't be an asshole. That's all it is. You know what I mean? You know, like, if you're nice to me, good. Who gives a shit what you do? You know, I don't give a fuck. Shouldn't matter. Really shouldn't fucking matter. You know? Like, if they were going around raping people, okay, that would be a little bit, hey, you know what I mean? No, they're not fucking doing that. They're just fucking... If anything, tell the fucking guy with the robe in the goddamn church to fucking stop. Hey, that's my son. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck are you... The fuck are you doing? You know? It was weird. I was Catholic for a little bit. Well, I mean, as a kid, I was forced to go into the Catholic church. And I couldn't do it, dude. Because you're fucking, like... Because they do it when you're, like, 5 or 6. And they put you in a suit made for, like, a fucking scarecrow. And you're sitting there, and you're fucking falling over, you know? And then you always have that old relative staring at you, you know?
It's like, oh, I heard this. You know what I mean? Well, fuck you. Okay, well, then why the fuck are you here? Stop fucking freaking me out. You know, I'm trying to hear about, you know, a fat fuck getting hit in a tumble with a pebble. And you're fucking, and I see Satan flashing across your face. Like, what the fuck is, what are you doing? You know?
Jesus.
I don't know. It's fucking crazy. Shit's insane, dude. I don't know, because I know there was some kind of law passed, wasn't there? Something like, you know, you get the death penalty. I think one state said, like, you get the death penalty now if you abort a kid, you know? I mean, I don't know. It's not your fucking say, dude. What the fuck is wrong with you? You know? I don't know. I'm talking about everything today. Yeah, that's the, you know, for anybody listening, I'm going to talk about fucking anything and everything. I don't care. You know? I started thinking about it, you know. I feel like there's a lot of things in the media that are just, don't you just seem unnecessary, you know? Like in rap, for example. Why the fuck do I have to, you know, lower my fucking, I mean, I know why. I know exactly why. The problem is that, you know, if you're like a really lyrical rapper, as it like I try to be. If you look up to, like, Nas and Biggie and M, and you're very lyrical, and you have a similar cadence, you almost have to, like, dumb down your shit so you can make a hit. So that way you can get all the fucking idiot fucking teen people or whatever the fuck. You know, the idiots that, you know, listen, you know. Well, you know, let me not stir up anything, you know what I mean? You listen to what you want to listen to each your own, you know what I mean? But why do I have to, you know, why do I have to stoop to your level? I don't want to do that, you know? Sorry if you heard that, by the way. That was my neck cracking. Yeah, I have to do that. Sorry about that. Yeah, it was probably, right? It was probably rough, wasn't it? Yeah. So, I think that there's just a certain point, you know, where I feel like, you know, it's so stupid. I have to dumb down my shit to get... It doesn't even matter, dude. I mean, because, dude, people who are respected or loved, you know, they can get fucking killed all the time. Especially in rap, dude. Like, we lost Nipsey Hussle. We lost Tupac, lost Biggie, lost Triple X. You know what I mean? And these motherfuckers were gunned down. You know, it's not like, you know, the overdose or anything. They were gunned down. You know? It's like, fuck, man. Why the fuck? You know? There's too much beef in everything. Why? Why? You know? Like, I know I sound like a hypocrite, but like, yeah, okay, I don't like this style of music, for example, right? I don't like this version of rap, right? I'm not a big fan of, like, Lil Yachty's music, right? Just as an example. I don't like Lil Yachty's music, right? Yeah, Lil Yachty's music, right? Does that mean I want that motherfucker to die? Why? I don't know the guy. Maybe he's a nice-ass dude. You know, walk around, hey, Kyle. You know, all that dumb shit, you know? You see these trees, man? You see this water? Right? Yeah, all that shit. You know, maybe he's a nice guy, you know? Maybe misunderstood, right? But, you know, I don't like his music. But he shouldn't have to, you know, get his shit pushed in. Why? That's unnecessary. I'm not wasting my fucking time doing that. I got shit to do tomorrow. I'm not gonna fucking go find Lil Yachty and what, you know, rip his fucking licorice out of his fucking head. Why? Why would I do that? It's fucking stupid. You know? So much beef and everything. Like, I wish, yeah, dude, like, dude, if Lil Uzi, Drake, Eminem, and Nas, if they're all nice people and cordial, why can't we hang? All of us. You know what I mean? Why? Why? You know? Like, Royce the 5'9", he's dope as fuck. He's underrated. I would love to fucking hang with Royce the 5'9". I would love to hang out with Denzel Curry. You know what I mean? Why not? What's the fucking deal? You know? I just love rap. I love art. You know, I do things... I rap my way. But why? Why has it got to be beef? Why? You know? Especially if they're vegan, you know? That was stupid. I'm so sorry. You know, but still. What the fuck? You know? You know, we've lost a lot of people over stupid shit. Not even necessarily stupid shit. You know, if you believe in something strong enough, then it's not stupid to you. You know? But I feel like nobody should die over an opinion of their music. Or nobody should be killed. You know? Just why? You know? Anyway,
Let's try to move on. This is kind of a weird fucking subject. But I know in the news right now, in terms of sports, other sports stuff. Yeah, Magic Johnson. He just fucking left the organization of the Lakers. I think he resigned or some shit like that. Yeah, I heard about this. And apparently there's a big shuffling around. Apparently there was backstage shit. I don't even know. Backstage, what the fuck? You know, but yeah, background shit going on. I mean, dude, honestly, I don't even know what the Lakers, what's going on with the Lakers, really. I mean, I know LeBron's there, and apparently, you know, as usual with any team that gets LeBron, everyone's just gonna fucking shove their tongue in LeBron's asshole, hoping that LeBron can get them a ring, you know? And hopefully, you know, I mean, I don't know. I only watch, nowadays the NBA is so fucking tainted and so fucking outdated. Not even outdated, just, it just feels like... Like, you only watch NBA for, like, players. I mean, I do. Not you. I do. Like, I watch, you know, I want to watch, you know, maybe some Kevin Durant. Some LeBron, maybe. You know? Maybe some Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. You know? You know, I want to see what Alonzo Ball is doing, if he's actually keeping up with his shit. You know? I want to watch certain players. You know, Kawhi Leonard. You know? Giannis Antetokounmpo. I don't know how to... Fuck it. I don't know how to say his name. Antetokounmpo, that shit, yeah, whatever the fuck that is. Yeah, his name, you know, he's a great fucking player. That dude's fucking, that dude could probably step on me. Dude, I'm like 6'1". He can fucking just step on me, you know? There's a lot of players I like to watch. But apparently this is a big thing. Yeah, Magic Johnson just fucking, fuck you, and just left, you know? But apparently, I heard something that he has to call Kobe. Why the fuck does he have to call Kobe? The fuck does Kobe have to do with this, you know? What the fuck does Kobe have to do with this, you know? Makes no sense. Speaking of, what the fuck does he have to do with this? I remember, in case you're wondering, I'm very inspired by a lot of different people. Especially when it comes to this podcast. I'm inspired by Bill Burr. I'm inspired by Tiny Meat Gang. We talked about him earlier. Cody Ko and Noel Miller. If you haven't noticed, this is moving kind of fast. Yeah, it's moving very, very fast. You know, I'm just trying to get... I don't want to take too much of your time, you know, if I'm just spitting nonsense that you don't care about. You know what I mean? And that's why I tend to talk fast and I tend to move through different topics over and over again. Just to see what's going on. So, I mean, I'm kind of just introducing everyone to little bits of layers of who I am, you know, eventually, you know, as we go on, you know, we're going to just talk about, you know, things are going to be, I guess, a little more organized, even though I am very unprofessional, but, you know, I think coming up on the 30-minute mark, we're going to head into an advertisement, hopefully that goes well. But for now, yeah, I just want to say that before this advertisement shows up, I want to say thank you to all of you who are listening. Even if it's not a lot of people, just thank you for even clicking on this shit. It means a lot. And thanks for listening to me ramble about bullshit. I really appreciate that. And I hope you all have a great fucking day today. This is, I don't even know what the fuck is, look at this shit, see? Don't even know what fucking date, what today's date is. For fuck's sakes. Yeah, it's really fucking ridiculous. Oh yeah, also, yeah, after this advertisement, we're gonna talk about another wrestling promotion that's on the rise. We're gonna talk about some of the little things here and there. But, yeah. Things are, you know, I think things are going a little bit crazy in the wrestling world. Things are really going on and in the world in general. So hopefully you guys will enjoy. Yeah, just waiting on this ad to come up. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird, really weird. I don't know what I'm doing, but this is really, you know, this is really going to be great coming up here. Yeah, so we're gonna get into some other things here. We're going to talk about rap. We're going to talk about music. We're going to talk about a bunch of different things. And a bunch more, actually, is what I meant to say. Look at me fucking up. Oh, God, I almost dropped my fucking recording. Okay, I almost dropped what I was recording with. God damn it. Look at that shit. Can I edit that out? I probably can.
This is Anchor, you know, that's what I'm using, you know. Anyway, thank you all, and we'll be right back. Okay, so we are back. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the show. How's everybody feeling? I hope that ad wasn't too cringy, you know. But you know, your boy got to make that cheese out here. So hopefully that helps. yeah, so how's everybody feeling? Everybody maybe pause, maybe get some drinks, maybe get some snacks, you know. I'm going to be here for a little bit longer. Not too long, though. Again, you can always click off. I don't tell you. I don't tell you what to do. You know what I mean? I'm not going to tell you to go, you know, follow or download or stream or anything. I'm not going to tell you to do that. If you want to do it, you could do it. You know what I mean? But, yeah, let's see what's up on the schedule of stuff to talk about. I'm also blind. I just lied to you. Why would I do that? There's no schedule. But, okay, what I do want to talk about, at least for this second half here, is AEW. AEW is a wrestling promotion, if you don't know. It's supposed to be the next big rival for the WWE. A lot of really great, talented wrestlers there. And yeah, these guys got a fucking TV deal. They're sending a lot of shit up. AEW All Elite Wrestling, Cody Rhodes, or I believe his stage name is just Cody. I think WWE owns the Rhodes name, but if you know anything about the American Dream, that's the Rhodes baby. That is his son, the youngest son. And they're having a pay-per-view called Double or Nothing. I think they had a pay-per-view called All In. They had a pay-per-view called All In. And, yeah, I forgot the name of it for a second. Yeah, a pay-per-view called All In, and it was a pretty good show. And now they're doing Double or Nothing, which is the next pay-per-view. And, yeah, they have I think it's on TNT, I believe, when my memory serves me correctly. TNT, yeah, they're going to have a TV show and all this shit. And the big question is, you know, a lot of people are saying that, you know, a lot of people think it's going to put WWE out of business. A lot of people think it's just going to destroy everything. And I'm going to say, you know, I hope it does well, but I don't think it's going to happen automatically. I think it'll be a good show. I mean, there's a lot of talented people on this roster. If you follow wrestling, again, I apologize if you don't understand wrestling, if you don't watch it. I apologize. And I don't want anybody to feel like, you know, they have to sit through something. You know, you can skip ahead. Hopefully you find something that you like. I apologize. Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho, the Young Bucks, Rey Fénix, Pentagon Jr., Cody Rhodes, I believe he's facing his brother Dustin Rhodes, a.k.a. Goldust. I know a match got pulled, actually. Hangman Adam Page was supposed to go up against Pac, not X-Pac, but WWE's Neville, or Adrian Neville. He started as Adrian Neville, now then he became Neville, then he left, now he's Pac, or he's going back to Pac, because he was Pac before he was Adrian Neville, whatever. That match got pulled, because apparently Pac is no longer with the company of AEW. Already, people leaving. That's not a good sign, but yeah, so apparently that match got pulled, but I know somebody else just signed WWE's Ty Dillinger, and he's not there anymore, obviously. But now he's wrestling on AEW, so let's see what happens. I actually have a few friends, well, not a few, I have a lot of friends, a couple friends who are professional wrestlers, and I hope one day I can get them on the podcast, and let's see what happens. But yeah, a lot of people think this is going to just destroy everything, and I don't think it'll happen yet, you know. I don't want to see anything go out of business, but I think AEW has potential. I think people need to stop overhyping it. I think people need to just, you know, let it naturally flourish, you know, just let it do its thing, and hopefully all is well. The next thing I know for a fact I wanted to, I apologize, I think you could hear that, listen closely, yeah, you could hear that. That is the church. There's a fucking church in this town, and their bells are so loud you could hear them all the way over here, so I apologize. Oh, okay, they're gone. They're done. All right. Imagine if you couldn't even hear it. Jesus. Okay. One thing I wanted to talk about, you know, as I said, I'm a rapper. And one thing I notice in the rap culture that's been kind of bugging me is a lot of these, I feel like there's a lot of fake fans. Let me explain. XXXTentacion. He was a rapper who made a few songs, you know. He had, two albums.
And he was notoriously gunned down at the age of 20. You know, sad, you know. But I know it, and this has happened a lot. For some reason, any single time, any time, like a celebrity or a rapper or a musician dies, there's always a bunch of people who come out of the woodwork saying or acting as if they were super fans of them the whole time. Or they come out acting like, you know, that yeah, you know, oh yeah, they're a legend. You know what I mean? And the worst part's even media, too. Like another example of this is Mac Miller. Personally, I've never really listened to any of his music. Okay? Still haven't. Yeah, it's sad that, yeah, a young guy overdosed accidentally and passed away. That's a very sad thing. I'm not disputing that. But why the fuck are all these people calling him a legend? And why, if his albums are so good and it's, he's only makes classics, why that after he died, he finally got a Grammy nomination? Or, I mean, or maybe he has in the past, but I don't know what it is. It's like this always happens. Everyone gets the most validation or credit or props after they die. I don't understand what the big deal is that, you know? It's kind of upsetting, you know? Like, even with Triple X, you know what I mean? I've only listened to two songs. I listened to Sad. No, three songs. Sad, Look At Me, and Fuck Love, featuring Trippy Red. Those are the only three songs I've ever listened to by him. Actually, I think I might have listened to Jocelyn Flores. I might have, but I don't quote me on that. But yeah, well, dude, I'm not gonna, even though he passed away, it's a sad, very, very sad thing. But I'm not gonna fucking start coming out talking like, you know, that acting as if I claim him to be the best or be a legend when I don't know shit about the guy. You know? You know, I'm not gonna act like I was a super fan of him, of this guy. And what is up with, and why is this like a normal thing now? These are a lot of fake fucking vultures who literally prey on the dead. They start posting pictures, oh, RIP this legend, and dude, did you ever really listen to this guy? I know I didn't, so I don't post shit. You know? I never listened to this guy's fucking music, really. Same thing with Nipsey Hussle. I only listened to some of him literally this, like, I think last weekend or the weekend before that. I went into the studio and we jammed some, you know, we jammed some Nipsey Hussle in the car. His last album, Victory Lap. And don't get me wrong, I dug a lot of the fucking songs. I think, you know, it's great fucking music. But yeah, dude, I'm not, you know, when he died, I was, you know, I don't know. Sad, I'm tragic. Sorry to hear that. But I'm not fake. I'm not a liar. Like, I don't want to be a liar, you know what I mean? When it comes to music. Because music is one of my passions. Let me just keep, you know, you can learn this about me. Music is the only form of magic in the world. That's music. No matter what you listen to. Rock, rap, Christian music, country music, pop, R&B, whatever you listen to. I try to listen to a bunch of things. I don't really listen to country too much, but the point is, whatever you listen to, it's magic. It can make you feel so many different emotions. Music is magic. Now, but why is there like this fucking, you know, this like, there's so much tainted variables to it now, you know? I talked about this a little bit in the last half hour. But yeah, you know, I rap. Why do I have to, to be successful and to touch people the way I want to touch people, you know, and help people the way I want to help people and to get some kind of fame or notoriety that I want, not for me, but so that I could do something for other people. Why do I have to dumb down my lyrics to make a hit? Why can't I just do what I love and leave it like that, you know? Why do I have to subject myself to social media? And I'm sounding very hypocritical here. Very hypocritical, because now I have a podcast. So now people are going to be listening to me, you know, hopefully one day. And it's probably going to be on social media. I'm going to have to use it. But even then, I've always wanted to do a podcast, but I have to subject myself. So yeah, I can't talk. But I have to subject myself to shit that I don't want to do. That's almost torture to be successful in these things. I want to be an actor. Oh my God, what an industry I have to break myself into. You know, same thing with music. It's ridiculous. There's a lot of fake and negatives everywhere. And I hate to, you know, bring the
bring this podcast into such a weird point, but yeah, it's weird. It's really fucking weird, you know. But yeah, let's move on. Let's move on. We're about 10 minutes into this second half. You know, I think that there's a lot of crazy shit going on in the world, and I've always wondered, how do you combat that, right? And I think it's through laughter. I think it's through entertainment. I think it's through some kind of escape. And one of the escapes is Netflix. And I don't really watch TV a lot, but I've been really getting into Netflix. And what I would like is, there, if anyone has any suggestions on things I should watch on Netflix, I just watched one episode of Voltron, Defenders of the Universe, I believe. First episode of that. It looks pretty cool. I don't watch... I used to watch... I've watched, like, a little bit of Bleach. I was a big Dragon Ball Naruto guy back in the day. I've watched a little bit of Attack on Titan. Yeah, but so now, I guess this anime, Voltron or whatever, I watched one episode of it. And I wouldn't say I'm hooked yet, but I'm definitely interested. But yeah, there's so much... Like, I feel like I can't keep up. Like, even though I'm, like, very young, I can't keep up with this shit. Like, there's so much new media out there, you know? Like, and also, too, can I get some respect? I've never seen one episode of Game of Thrones. I haven't seen one episode. Ever. Not one episode. So, if you want to judge me, you could judge me. But, yeah, I've never seen one episode. And I guess there was just a season finale recently. Yeah. The last TV show I watched was Breaking Bad. That was the last TV show I watched. But besides that, yeah, no, I never really watched Walking Dead. The only episode I've ever seen, or clip I've ever seen, is the one with that guy, with the motherfucker with the bat. Negan, I think his name is. Negan. When he was bashing that Asian dude's fucking face in. But that was only because it was literally everywhere. You couldn't escape it, you know? It was like Avengers Endgame spoilers. So you just couldn't escape it, you know? I did, but, you know, for a lot of people, you couldn't. But yeah, the Walking Dead shit, yeah, that clip, that shit was everywhere. But besides that, I've never seen one episode. Never seen one episode. No, not at all. Key and Peele, I remember just watching the clips on the internet, on YouTube. You know? Dave Chappelle, the Chappelle Show, I remember I've watched some episodes of that. I really wasn't supposed to, but I did, right? You know, everything is... Comedy Central sucks dick now. Not everyone... Comedy Central, who the fuck watches that? You know? I just, yeah, no, fuck that. Who watches that? I don't know. Does anybody still watch Comedy Central? I just watch fucking... Yeah, anytime a comedy... Sorry about that. So sorry about that. Jesus. Yeah, anytime a comedy special comes out, it's usually on Netflix. I just pop up my Netflix and I just watch it, you know? Comedy Central's damn near dead at this point, you know? And, you know, and some people actually think YouTube is dying. I don't know. I mean, you definitely can't be a content creator now in 2019. Dude, you trying to make a channel now, you are fucked. Dude, I don't even care. Dude, if you try to make a YouTube channel today, you're fucked. You are... There's no way. There's no way to succeed now. You know? At least how I feel. I've tried it. There's no way to succeed. You know? I would say a few years ago. I'm talking about like... 2012, 2013, you might get lucky, but ever since then, it just goes down in the chances that you might be successful on YouTube. But fuck that, there's no way, you know, because it's the same bullshit. You have to give in to certain things, you know. You have to follow the trends. You have to do what's hitting right now, you know. Like, it's fucking ridiculous, you know. I bet you even now, I try to make a podcast and, you know, people are going to suggest that I, you know, do more do something more like this or do something more like this, you know? And I'm not an idiot, you know? I understand the difference between hating and constructive criticism. Like, I know the difference, you know what I mean? Like I like Stephen A. Smith's. I like Bill Burr. I like Tiny Meat Gang. I think I talked about this earlier. Yeah, you know, I love those podcasts. Those podcasts are amazing. Stephen A. Smith is amazing. Stephen A. Smith, yo, you just get him angry, bro, it's great, you know? LeBron has got to get it done, you know? Just whatever, it doesn't matter. I think Jay Farrow, comedian Jay Farrow, he was on Saturday Night Live. He did a bit where he was impersonating Stephen A. Smith. He's like, Chris Bosh is like a catfish, or something like that. I was like, yeah, Stephen A., blasphemous. You should be banned from talking basketball. That's Stephen A. Smith. It's great. I actually heard him the other day when he was talking about the whole Magic Johnson thing, which I addressed on earlier. Hey, he was just like, I called it. I tried to tell you. You know, I was just laughing. That's probably the worst Stephen A. Smith impression you're going to hear all day. Or ever, you know. But, it's great. Bill Burr is hilarious, first of all. Bill Burr needs more credit in the world. He really does, you know. I'm looking at him, we're about 16 minutes in. But yeah, Bill Burr, yeah, that guy is a fucking legend. He's amazing, you know? I'm surprised he hasn't got shot yet. You know, I'm surprised he hasn't been assassinated. You know? For just being too real. Breaking the Illuminati code, man. It's all a bunch of bullshit, probably. I don't know. I don't know shit. I don't know a single thing. There's people who think, like, you can't keep receipts because the paper is, like, touching your fingertips and somehow they get your DNA. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Why can't you just, you know? One of my favorite bits he did on Conan, he was talking about, like, Black Friday. And he said something along the lines of, like, why can't you just admit that you can't afford it at regular prices? That's so true. The arrogance. The fucking arrogance. When people walk around with it, you know, a lot of arrogance. You know? Oh, well, you know. I have pride, but they're trying to screw me, so I'm going to sit and get trampled for a fucking, I don't know, Easy Bake Oven or whatever the fuck. Whatever you guys are fucking buying. You know? Whatever. I don't care. Ah, boy. You know, this is kind of the lower part of the show, the later. This is where, you know, things get a little slower, a little low down. Again, I really hope you guys are enjoying this. I really hope you guys have tuned in. I hope this goes well. And I'm going to be doing it regardless. Just so you know, like, dude, if nobody watches, I'm going to do another episode. You know, I'm going to do another episode. Because I enjoy it. I'm already enjoying this experience. I'm enjoying just the idea of there being a chance of someone listening and smiling or enjoying it or being intrigued by what I'm saying. I'm enjoying it. I already love doing this. This is going to be my new hobby. Or, hey, you know, maybe I am successful. I don't know. You never know. You know, shit. Whoa, what the fuck? Okay. I was trying to tap something and it fucking... Okay, sorry about that. That was weird. You know, now we sit here about the 18-minute mark. And what do we talk about? What do we discuss at 18 and 24 seconds into the second half of the broadcast? Of the podcast, I mean. Not broadcast, what the fuck? You know, because, like I said, I'm so unprofessional, I've run out of... I went through all my talking points already. I've gone through all my talking points. What do I do? What do I do? Well, here, let's try this. Let's you know what? Watch, okay, well, wait. I figured out something. Haha. So the trailer for It Chapter 2 was released recently. And it looks interesting. Bill here, one of my favorite, most underrated comedians and or actors, is in the film, which is great. James McAvoy, I believe is his name. He's playing the lead. And yeah, I'm really excited for it. The trailer was really fucking creepy, and I think it served its purpose. You know, it was great. I mean, a lot of people don't like. For me, I don't really like horror films, to be honest. Nowadays, I mean, of course, I was a big like Freddy and Jason and Michael Myers and all that shit.
But now they're just too predictable, dude. Like, why do you have to check the body? Why? Just fucking go, you know?
I know they're remaking Child's Play. I know that's a thing, you know? And apparently it's going to be more based off the book. Going more of the in-book path of it, you know, which would be interesting, very interesting. I'm interested in seeing what's going to happen there. But yeah, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of good films coming out, you know. Toy Story 4 got another trailer, came out, I think today or yesterday or something like that. I didn't check when it was uploaded. I just watched it. But yeah, apparently, yeah, that's a thing. That's a fucking thing. Yeah. You know, that's a film that's gonna, you know, probably be big. Apparently there's a big rumor that, you know, they after all the recording, all the actors cried or some shit. Good. I'm glad they fucking cried, dude. End it. End this fucking series. I'm done. It's sad, you know. I'm gonna miss it. My child. I'm probably gonna cry. I'm not gonna lie to you. I cried at the end of Endgame. I'm not gonna lie to you. I fucking cried. You know. But I think there's always a time for shit to end. I feel like there has to be some kind of change. There has to be some kind of new life. And, you know. And honestly, when I saw the first trailer, all I learned was that Bo Peep's a slut. She's a whore. She didn't show up for two films. And now she's back thinking she runs shit. She can go fuck herself. Fuck Bo Peep. Overrated ass fucking character. Now, first of all, where's Jesse? You mean to tell me Woody's running off with his ex? Oh, fuck that. She gonna baby on the hip. She gonna fuck him up. Shit. you know. Man, and by the way, can we just all agree that Disney's taking over everything? I think Disney is what Disney is the Hitler of movies if he would have succeeded. It really is. Just fucking ho 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 ho. Oh, it's an all over company. Ho ho. And he's just fucking taking over everything. Taking over everything, dude. Disney's like Hitler, bro. I mean, wasn't Walt Disney like an anti-Semite? Yeah, he hated Jews. But he's dead, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, we're at home. Fucking Mickey and all that. Hey, Mickey, all that dumb shit. Yeah. Taking over fucking everything. Everything. You know? You just fucking home. You know, that's what it is. But yeah, they own like fucking, they own everything. And speaking, now that I remember it, I knew I forgot something. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. That's another trailer that was recently released. Yeah. General Palpatine. In case you didn't see it, General Palpatine's famous laugh was at the end. And, yeah. Because apparently at the end of the trailer... Whoops, my Xbox was just turned on. How the fuck did that happen? Let's turn that off. But, yeah, so, like I was saying... Jesus Christ. So, yeah, General... Rey, Finn, R2-D2, C-3PO, they come across a broken piece of the Death Star. The line that is said is, no one is ever truly gone. Fade to black. General's laugh. Title screen, The Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. So, that was the big reveal at the end of that trailer. I haven't seen, I mean, honestly, I haven't really been too hooked on Star Wars like I used to be as a child. I did see the last two Star Wars films. I didn't see that Han Solo bullshit. I didn't see that shit. And I probably never will. I didn't see Rogue One. I don't know. I just feel like there's other things I could have done with my time. But yeah, that's what I did there. And I think that it'll be interesting from what I've seen. I think Disney is desperately trying to get the old fan base back by bringing in, fucking General Palpatine. Like, how are you alive, bro? Like, how are you living? How's that work? You know? That's crazy. That is crazy. Well, folks, that's pretty much all I got. For now, I think we're about to, in about 5 minutes, we're about to finish the first episode of It's a Podcast. I mean, this was fun. I enjoyed this. I really did. I enjoyed talking to everyone, if whoever's listening. And I hope that if you did listen, you enjoyed what you heard. And you're ready for my next episode. You can write whatever you want. I don't know if they're allowed to write stuff. I don't know how that works. Because I'm new to this. But yeah, we talked about, let's run down what we talked about. We reminisced on a bunch of things. We talked about Cody Ko. We talked about Marvel. We talked about boxing. We talked about wrestling. We talked about fucking rap. We talked about just music in general. We talked about fans. We talked about a bunch of shit today. We got some stuff done today. Really proud of that. Once again, my name is Jorge Santiago. I go under the stage name of Wild. That would be double V. Two V's space I space V space D. All capital letters. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you stream music. You can find my music. I think I have my Instagram also in the link in the description as well. You could, if you're seeing this on like Apple, Apple playlist, Google playlist, Spotify, there should be a follow button or something you can press that'll have you followed and or subscribed to the podcast. That way every time I upload a new podcast, you will be able to see it and have a listen. So that would be fun. That would be very fun. Like I said, it's literally called It's a Podcast, the most unprofessional professional podcast you'll ever see in your life. We're coming up very soon. We're about to finish 27 and a half minutes here. We're about 2.5 minutes here from the end point. This is brought to you by Anchor, which if you probably heard the advertisement, you heard what the advertisement was, but I'll just say it again. Anchor, it is the easiest way to start your own podcast. The easiest way. They give you so many tools to edit and create it the way you want so that you feel like it sounds great and hopefully everybody else thinks it sounds great. Of course, they also distribute it for you. That's amazing, isn't it? They distribute your podcast for you. Once you're finished getting it done and setting it up the way you want with the writings and the titles and everything like that, it will shove it out into the homes of Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify. It will knock in the door and it will leave a package containing your podcast, and they will open it and they will hang it on the wall, and hopefully people when they come over will see it, and you'll have some fan base, and it's quick and easy money. You get paid. Well, that should have been better. Hold on. I fucked up the snap. You should get paid like that. You don't need a lot of subscribers either. There's no minimum subscribers or listeners or anything like that. Once you start, you just get them, and hopefully things go well. So we're coming up about one more minute. Just to recap, thank you guys very much for listening. Trust me, again, this is never going to be scripted. This is never going to go perfect. I'm always going to fuck up at some point, but that's the best part of it. That's the part about being unprofessionally professional. Is that the word perfect isn't in there. You don't have to be perfect to do what you want. You don't have to be perfect to do anything. You just do what you want and hopefully you get successful at it. We're counting down here. We are counting. It's like the fucking New Year's. I'm so happy to be done. 29, 31, 32. All right. Once again, yes, please use Anchor. Download it. It's free. I don't think I said that. It's free. You can get it on your computer. You can get it on your phone. It's free. For fuck's sakes. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. I love everyone who's listened to this. And, yeah, I think we're done here. Take care.